Smoke rises from a residential compound in Shimpongteng in central Myanmar. The fires have been burning for more than a week. Elsewhere in the village, the charred remains of vehicles and a human skeleton. Burned so badly, only the torso remains. Villagers allege soldiers arrived on the afternoon of the 11th of August, searching for rebel fighters. They stayed in this Buddhist monastery for 3 days, killing and burning anything that moved. This man, whose identity we've obscured, survived, but many didn't.
On that day, so many people were injured or killed, shot on the spot. Many other people died when they fired artillery, and they killed all the cattle, horses and dogs.
In the fields outside, the carcasses of livestock decompose in the sun. For the community, everything is gone. The village of Tantlang in western Chin State was the site of fierce resistance in September. The junta responded by shelling it, then burning down more than 150 homes. Survivors fled across the border into India. The human rights group Myanmar Witness has been documenting these incidents, more than 200 in less than a year, it says, across the north and the west.
Claims don't stand up.
And proof the military was responsible.
We need hard evidence. And we were able to identify that a number of times in significant circumstances, such as the presence of Myanmar military convoys at the same time in the same location as when villages were being burnt to the ground. Now that's, for us, significantly strong evidence.
Despite these well-documented atrocities, diplomatic efforts to engage the junta persist. A recent visit by the UN Special Envoy went ahead just a day after Aung San Suu Kyi was sentenced to an additional 6 years in jail. And those interventions have failed to stop attacks like this. Children hiding from aerial bombardment. An army at war with its own people. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera.